everyone, welcome. Today is Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. I am Thalapu's sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome to anyone who is streaming or listening on any of the other streaming platforms. Welcome. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. Hey, Brina, Brina, you're number one today. Thank you for sharing the show. Hey, Frank, how are you? Shelby, welcome, Minnesota. Welcome. I don't know what the weather's like where you guys are, but we have more rain here in California, but I'm not complaining. Flurries is super windy. Snow in March. I remember snow in March living in the Midwest. I don't miss it. Except around Christmas. Snow is pretty. I just don't want to shovel. Yeah, I remember shoveling. But anyway, welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome. And today I want to talk about dreams. And I don't mean dreams that you have at night or you're taking a nap or anything like that. Hey, Blunt Ninja, welcome in. I'm talking about dreams that you have that you never, for whatever reason, never pursued, or they just didn't happen for whatever reason. And every so often I'll, you know, talk to some friends, and male and female, but mostly female. And it's interesting because I have heard a lot of my female friends who have a sadness about them because they have had dreams that they wanted to pursue, but life happened. And they were not able to pursue them, but they still think about them, and it kind of keeps them focused. And when I say life happens, people get married, they have kids, a job may keep them from doing whatever, but they never get a chance to actually do what they want to do. And here's where I'm going to start getting selfish. And some people may agree with me. Some people may push back on me. But I think a lot of women, and again, just women I've talked to, some books that I've read on the subject, articles, whatever, women tend to give up their dreams. They tend to put their dreams on the back burner. And I know we've talked about this before, but I really want to get into the weeds. Women tend to put everything on hold because they fell in love. I'm in love. I love this person. You know, they could have had dreams of traveling, doing whatever, but they're in love. You know, so they don't do it, or they let their person that they're in love with talk them out of what they want to do. But it seems like the other person always manages to accomplish either all the way what they want to do, or in some part they're able to accomplish what they want to do. And women, while y'all in love, while we're in love, we get married or not, children come, then we have another thing that keeps us from accomplishing our dreams or our goals. And then one day, you wake up, you're a bit older, or maybe something has happened where you don't move the way you moved 2 years ago, whatever. Something happens where you're not able to fully pursue what you want to pursue. Or maybe you're laying on your deathbed. Be you 25 years old on your deathbed or 85? You kind of look back and you see that the dreams that you had that you didn't do for whatever reason, they make you sad and it's too late. So, hey, chill. So when I say that, and again, this is, you know, speaking to women, and I've spoken to some men, you know, do you ever wish you didn't do this? Do you ever wish you didn't do that? And I always ask married people, if you were to get married again and do it all over again, would you marry the same person? If you're not married and you're in a long-term relationship, would you be in that relationship? If you could do it again and the job that you've been working at for the last 20 years, would you take that job again? Because are these things blocking you from accomplishing your dream? And a lot of women that I talk to say they would not marry their spouses. Some of the men that I talk to, some of them say that they would have waited to get married, which I thought was kind of funny. Women say no. Men say that some, not all, say that they would wait. And when it comes to children, a lot of people have said either they would not have had children so soon, or they wouldn't have had as many as they had, and they also would have waited. I've talked to people where we talk about jobs. A lot of them say, no, they wouldn't have taken that job. And why? Because those things have stopped them from accomplishing a dream that they have. I have a friend who every, there's six kids in the family. And every time one of them turned 19, the other siblings, the older ones, the ones that were older, would go wherever, anywhere in the world that this, the sibling that turned 19, wherever they wanted to go. Well, sibling number five met a girl in high school. She was kind of clingy. And when it was his turn to go where he wanted to go, she started, well, you know, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this, whatever. So he didn't go. And the other siblings were, they were kind of mad. They're like, you know, you're letting this girl, this is something that you've always wanted to do. This is something that we've always kind of done as a family. You're just going to be gone, you know, for a couple of weeks. She can't let you go for that. He didn't go. You know, so not saying that he still can't get to where he wanted to go. And it was someplace in Europe. It wasn't the UK. It was someplace in Europe. And not saying that he can't get there now. Now he's 47. Married and divorced. Married his high school, this clingy girl. Divorced her after about 7 years. No children. But now he has a job that keeps him working. And when you talk to him, he always says, I still want to go to this particular place. So, and Brina says, that's a shame. So that's when I say, you know, is it okay to be selfish? Is it okay to say, you know what? I know I have these kids here. I know I have this husband. I know I have this wife, this mother, this grandmother, this father, this grandfather, whatever. But I'm going to do what I want to do, because if I don't do it now, I may not get another opportunity. And I truly believe that if you have a dream, it should keep you focused. It should keep you focused on what you want to do. Now, those of us with kids can say, yeah, you know, if I did things differently, I wouldn't have my daughter. I wouldn't have my son. This is true. But at the end of the day, when I say at the end of the day, when you're taking your last breath, if you were to take your last breath, and I know I've asked you guys to speak before, if you were to take your last breath right now, do you have any regrets that take you back to that sadness? Do you have any regrets that something that you could have done, something so simple? You know, yeah, your daughter, you know, you're supposed to take her to whatever class on Thursdays. Okay, well, for this week, Thursday, mom's not going to be around. Let your dad take you. Let your grandmother take you. Get a ride with the next door neighbor. Or maybe you may not be able to go. Brina Brigham says, that's a shame, yet perfectly okay to be selfish. I would call it focus over selfishness, okay, or driven. Brina Brigham says, your person should compliment you, not try to run your life. And Brina Brigham says, yeah, I wanted to be a mechanic. You know, so, I mean, is it selfish? And Brina says, driven. Some people aren't driven. Some people would say, well, if you're a really driven person, maybe you shouldn't be in relationships. Maybe you shouldn't have a family. Maybe you shouldn't have this, and maybe you shouldn't have that. So it's not possible to have it all. It's not possible to have more than one thing. I don't know. I just think that when your time comes, when God calls you home, and again, we've talked about this on other shows, I just don't want to be that wish I would have, could have, should have person. I want to be the person that can say, I did that, I did that, I did that, I did that, I did that. And sometimes it may mean letting other people down. It may mean that, you know, your mother expects you for Sunday dinner every Sunday. Well, Mom, you know, I've been coming to Sunday dinners every Sunday for the last how many years? You're going to get upset because I miss one or two? Seriously? Hey, Mama Bear, welcome. And Brina says, I think you're just with the wrong person. They don't want you to have what you want. But Brina, what if you find out you're with the wrong person too late? What if you already married this person? And then when kids come along, it makes it the situation, you know, it's not as easy just to say, I don't want to be with you anymore. And see, that's why I come back to saying, I believe 100% live with the person before you marry them. Or even if you don't plan on getting married, live with the person, because when you live with people, that's when everything starts to show on both sides, on their side and yours. People tend to be on their best behavior. And some people are with the wrong person, but they miss the warning signs. Or some people are with the wrong person and they see the warning signs, but they just want to be with somebody. But in doing that, you're giving up some of the things that you really wanted to do. And Brina says, yeah, sometimes it's too late. Brina says, I guess you just have to take that loss or attempt to live your dream solo with the right one. So, Brina, would you, if you saw that you were with the wrong person, and they, every time you wanted to pursue your dream, and again, we talked about this on another show. Every time you brought it up, they had a reason to sidestep you. Well, what about this? You know, we were going to plan on doing this, or I wanted to do this, or this, and this, or the kids this, or something, or my job this, whatever. At what point do you just say, you know what? The kids are going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait. I'm doing this, and it's going to take me X amount of time to get it done. Brina says, I guess you have to take that loss or attempt to live your dream solo or with the right one. Did I already read that one? That's a red flag. I hope I see that in time to do what I want. I mean, there are a lot of red flags. I think that in relationships, red flags tend to pop up. You know, they pop up. Sometimes we ignore them. Sometimes we don't. But let me ask this. I'm going to change the direction and bring it says I miss so many red flags. So how many people think? I don't know what the numbers are. Haven't done a survey. Don't know what the numbers are. I kicked myself. How many people do you think are in relationships where they've seen red flags, but they continue on with the relationship just because they want to be with somebody? Meaning they may think that if I don't marry this person or if I don't get with this person, I'm not going to have another chance. Okay, Shelby, are you raising your hand or are you waving? You know, I think you're raising your hand. I have friends now that miss red flags. I say things, but I have to tread lightly so I don't sound like a hater. Raising my hand. Okay. You know, is it okay? I mean, so to fulfill the life that you want to have the life that you want to have, is it okay to be alone for that particular spat of time in your life? Let's say that you've always wanted to travel overseas. You were one of those people who you were just going to, you know, you're going to take a year and you're going to travel here, there. You're just going to go everywhere. And you left someone that you thought you liked here at home in the U.S. But who's to say that you don't meet somebody along the way? Who's to say you don't meet somebody in Denmark or Spain or wherever? And you all hit it off. And you're with that person. And that person makes you happy. And you realize that that person I left back at home, you know, he was a bit of a jerk or she was a bit of a troll or, you know, whatever. I mean, is it worth it sometimes just to put people, which includes family and friends, on the back burner, even maybe your children, maybe your spouse, on the back burner while you go pursue what you want to pursue? Because then do you end up looking at everyone else fulfill their dreams while yours are still just a dream? I mean, we all want our kids to do well. We all want them to, you know, if this is what you really want to do, do it, whatever. But shouldn't you have that opportunity? Does the cycle start over again? Meaning your parents told you, you know, I hope, you know, I want you to do whatever you want to do. But then again, you got sidetracked because you were in love and you didn't do it. So now you have your kids. Go do whatever you want to do. If you want to go do this, do it. You know, go try whatever. But then they get sidetracked. So you got another generation who's not either fulfilling their potential or doing what they want to do because they were sidetracked. No problem, Mama Bear. You know, so I just think that putting people on hold, I think that's okay. I think it's okay to tell someone that, you know what? I know you want to do this and blah, 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 but this is what I've been wanting to do. And that's why I also think it's so important that when you're in relationships, that you tell people. You tell that person when you first meet them and you all start to get serious. I have dreams of doing this. This is what I've always wanted to do. You know, you go meet their family. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, Brina, she's always wanted to do this and she's always wanted to do that. So you know that this is what she always wants to do. Then y'all get together. All of a sudden, well, Brina, I know you want to do this, but, you know, but I really want, you know, but if we just did this or we, you know, move here just for 2 years and blah, blah, blah. You know, again, I go back to, I always think about the Waltons every time I think about these conversations. Olivia Walton never got off that mountain. She never had that house built. She lived with the in-laws. And the kids just kept coming. I don't want to be the person that's stuck on a mountain. I think everyone should be able to fulfill whatever dream that they have, because I know everyone has at least one that they really, something they really want to do. And for whatever reason, they've allowed, and I do say allow, other people to step in and block that dream. And I'm not saying that it's finances or anything like that. I know some people have dreams where, yes, it's going to cost a lot of money, but some people have just simple things that they want to do. It could be, I just want to just for 1 week, just take a vacation away from my family, turn off the phone, no one can reach me, and just chill. But they can't do that. Because they know if they keep that phone on, the husband's going to call, the wife's going to call, the kids are going to call. What do you do? Brina says, sexual energy takes over and people don't have talks about goals and dreams. You have a good point there, Brina. You have a good point there. And Shelby says, I always gave it my dreams. You know, I mean, and this is where I come back to saying life is short. Because life is short. You look up and you're older, you know? And the years, you know, and I've said this before, the years seem to come faster and faster. It's not like when we were 10, it's like we couldn't wait to be, you know, 11. And then finally we were 13. Now it's like, what? My birthday? Didn't I just have a birthday? What? I got another one? You know? So, and Brina, you know, going back to the sexual energy thing, some people do. Some people, that sexual energy is like, oh my God, goodness, you know, this is a great relationship. We have great sex, whatever. And next thing you know, the sex isn't that great anymore. That sexual energy isn't there anymore. And you're with this person. Hey, shy lady. Then you're with this person for 20, 30, 40 years, or even a year. And you look at them and you're like, I don't really like you. You know, so, and sexual energy is mental too. So it does fade. I mean, yes, it does. Brina says, I so want to skip birthdays from now on. Well, Brina, you can skip them, but they're still going to come. They're still going to come. So, and Shelby, it makes me sad. It makes me sad, you know, when you say that I always gave up my dreams. Because I truly believe that everyone should, and even if you don't accomplish them, say you don't get over the finish line, to be able to at least try, to able to at least try to do what you want to do, so you can have the satisfaction on your deathbed saying, at least I tried. But some people don't do that. Some people don't try. You know, I love my son. I love my son to pieces, to death. But there have been times when I'm like, oh, nope, you have to wait. I'm doing this. I had planned on doing this and I'm going to do it. But mom, nope, mm-mm. Either find another way or you'll have to wait. You know, and with being an adult comes responsibility, yes. But when your children get older, you should be able to tell them no. Or not now. Wait. Like, do you really need me right now, this instant right now? Do you really need me, or is this something that you can do for yourself? But when it comes to your dreams, which for some people is also their goals, they should keep you focused. Your dream should keep you focused on the fact that this is what you want to do, and at some point in your life, you are going to accomplish them. Because I don't think that it's ever too late. I mean, 80, 90-year-old people are accomplishing their dreams. You have 80-year-old people who are going back to school to get their high school diploma because they didn't get it when they were younger. The fact that they have the courage and the gumption to do it. You know, should, you know, show other people that, well, damn, if they can do that, then I should be able to do this. I should be able to do that. And Shelby says, I like my husband, but the love is not there anymore. And Shelby says, I give them props. You know, I mean, like that sexual energy that Brittany was talking about. Sexual energy is great when it's there, but one day you're gonna wake up and it's not, and it's gonna be like, yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. You know. And Brittany says, do you have any goals from the past that you had to pursue later on? Honestly, Brina, no, because I've always been the type of person who I've always, if I said I was going to do something, even if I failed, and I have failed at a lot of things, I've always done them, always. But I grew up in a household where I had, you know, I had a very independent mother. I had a very independent mother, and I had a father who always would always say to my sister and I, he always called us his girls. I want to make sure that my girls do this. Make sure you do this before you get married. Don't do this. Don't, you know, let a man tie you down. Don't do this. Don't do this. Is this what you want to do? Do it. You know, and my mother would tell us the same thing. And I knew the type of person that I wanted to marry. I knew the type of person that I didn't want to marry. And even though there are some things that my husband does that I just shake my head at, and I'm like, seriously? I still say, live with that person before you marry him. Because if you don't, you're going to have some surprises. Every goal that I've ever had, like I said, there are things that I've done and I've tried to do them over and over and over until it was like, okay, this is just not working. This is not for you. You know, you have failed. I don't know how many times, but at least I can say that I did it. So, you know, as you get older, life gets shorter. Life gets shorter. You know, anything that you want to do, do it. Do it. Because if you don't do it now, you're not going to be able to do it when you're dead. Don't let your friends talk you out of stuff. Don't let your family talk you out of stuff. Don't let your spouse talk you out of stuff. Don't let your boss talk you out of stuff. If there's a job that you want to go for in your company, but your boss is like, oh, well, you know, I just don't think that you're right for it. Okay. Let me find that out for myself. Still go for it. You may not get it, but at least you went for it. Is your boss telling you that you're not right for it because they don't want to lose you in their department? Because see, when you want to go for your dreams, when there are things that you want to do, other people get selfish. And they find ways of blocking you from advancing on. They find reasons for why you shouldn't do what you want to do. But you turn around, look at them. They're posting all over the place. They're posting for this job, that job, that job. They're telling you, well, you know, you really shouldn't travel there. But they're traveling everywhere else. You know, life is just short. Life is just short. And Brennan says it's all good until you're doing better than them. Exactly. Hey, Miss Crazy. Judy, welcome. You know, so you have to go for it while you're still upright. Because when you're laying flat, you're going to have that regret. You know, and women, I have noticed, and y'all can agree with me on this one or not, but I have noticed that women tend to tell other women, especially when it comes to relationships, girl, you don't need to be with him because this, and this, and he's doing this and blah, 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 blah. So you break up with that person. Meanwhile, they're still with their crazy people. They're still with the crazy people that they marry or they're in relationships with. And then they start talking about you again. Well, you know, yeah, she's by herself now. Yeah, maybe she shouldn't have broken up with him. You know, you have to live your life do what you want to do, do what makes you happy, follow through on the dreams that you have. Because if you let other people stop you, from doing what you want to do and the dreams that you have, you're going to be miserable. And you're going to look around and you're going to see everybody else is doing what, you know, they're fulfilling their dreams in some way while you're just that person, you know, on the outside looking through the window. Let your dreams keep you focused, because if you focus on them, more than likely you'll get them done. You know, sometimes, you know, if you have a lot going on, sometimes, you know, you say, okay, I can't do this today, I'll have to do it tomorrow, do it next week, whatever. But that's you making that decision. You're making the decision on whether or not you're going to do this, this, and this. It's not because someone else has made it for you. And again, I understand when you have children, when they're little, that's one thing. When your children get older, you shouldn't have to drop everything because your kid calls. Sometimes it's okay to let them go to voicemail. Because if it's really important, you will know. Sometimes it's okay. You know, it's okay. You know, if your wife comes home and you're watching the football game and you keep watching the football game. It's okay if your husband comes home and, you know, you're talking on the phone or you're, you know, you're doing something else, you know, in another room. It's okay. But don't let someone else block your dream and what you want to do. That's the only thing that I can say. I mean, you know, people, they live their lives however they live their lives. Everybody's life is different. You go through everybody's front door, everybody's living their lives differently. And whatever decisions that we make them because we think that they're the best decision, you know, maybe. We make them because we think they're the best decision. Maybe it's a decision that we made because some people try to talk us into certain things, you know. But don't give up. You know, when you're 20, you're going to look back on your life, you know, when you were 10, you know, like, okay, I did this when I was 10. When you're 30, you're going to look back on your life and, oh, okay, you know, in my 20s, I did this. But as you get older and the clock seems to go faster and that calendar flips, you're flipping the calendar month after month, year after year. It seems like, you know, in the movies when the calendar goes by really, really fast, you know, when you get older, the calendar just seems to go faster, 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 faster. You know, so Rena says it's important to find your people so you can stay driven. Yeah, it is. It is. You mean your people or your purpose? But that's all I wanted to say today, guys. It's just that people, okay. You know, just whatever dreams that you have, don't don't become sad. Don't let your unfulfilled dreams make you sad. Because if you're still breathing, if you're still walking around, if you're still upright, you can still fulfill those dreams. Even if you may be walking a little slower, even if you walking hunched over, whatever, you still have the ability to fulfill those dreams. And that's why I say, when you're younger, if there's something that you want to do, do it. Because as you get older, you're going to find things that are always going to be an excuse for you not to do it. And family is one thing that will prevent you from doing something. Either because you will have a sense of responsibility that, well, I can't do this because of them. I got to do this. I got to do that. Or I've seen some families that will guilt trip people while they're off doing what they want to do. You know, it's like that movie. Did you guys ever see Like Water for Chocolate? You know, about the girl who it's a sad movie. It's a bittersweet movie. The youngest in the family could not marry the man that she loved because she had to take care of her mother. Culture, family tradition states, you know, dictated that the youngest one always had to take care of the mother. And she was in love with this guy. He ended up marrying her older sister, which he did not love her at all. You know, and the consequences of that decision and how it affected the entire family. You know, it's like, so the youngest person in the family will never be able to get married because I just had to, you know, because I was born last. You know, and you're looking like, well, maybe you should have had another kid, or maybe you shouldn't have had me at all, you know? Sounds like Leah and Rachel in the Bible. Yes, yes. You know, so when you have the opportunity to do something, do it. If you have an opportunity to travel, do it. If you have an opportunity for a job that has been your dream job, do it. Because the only thing that will matter is you may make people upset. They may be disappointed. Mom may be upset because, you know, you're moving halfway across the country, or maybe the halfway around the world. But when you get older, are you really there to please other people? Or should you please yourself? You know, then I think about this. This just something popped in my head. The movie, I'm gonna have to Google it with Jane Wyman. The Jane Wyman who was married to Ronald Reagan, Jane Wyman and Rock Hudson. Movie that was made in the 50s. I usually watch it whenever it comes on. Another sad movie where she was like 20 years older than him. She was a widow. and he was working in the town where she lived, and he was rehabbing an old barn, and he was turning it into a home, and they fell in love. And everyone in the town was like, oh my goodness, you know, you're with that younger man, this younger man, and her kids just could not deal with it. Her kids could just, they just couldn't deal with it. So the son, who was a bit of a jerk, said, Mom, I have the perfect companion for you. And this is when TVs were first coming out. And he says, I got you a TV. This will keep you company. So he wanted his mother to sit in front of the TV all day, if, you know, to keep her company. You know, so she ended up breaking up with him. Rock Hudson was very upset, but he went on about his business. He built his house and he did whatever. But then he had an accident. You know, you always have those, the dun-dun-dun, whatever. And he had an accident where they didn't think he was going to be able to walk. And he was like in this coma for a really long time, whatever. And she rushes over to him and, you know, whatever. And, you know, he's in this coma and doesn't know she's there, whatever. And the jerk son is just really just, how can you run to him, whatever. But the daughter, you know, really saw that her mother, you know, my dad is gone, but my mother wants to be happy. She really loves this man. So again, why do we let other people interfere with what we want? Especially if, you know, we're talking about grown children. Why do we let other people interfere in what would make us happy? Why do we do that? Why do we allow that? Is it just easier? And when I say easier, so we don't have, we don't get into an argument or anything. Is it easier just to let people have their own way just so we don't have to hear and listen to them? And Brina says, maybe some people feel guilty. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. You know, so why do we allow it? And I say allow it because that's what we are doing. We are allowing people to make our choices for us, choices that we don't like, choices that we never would have made before. But we're allowing other people to do that. And Brian says they don't want to hurt feelings. But Brian, sometimes you have to hurt feelings, because this is one thing that I've noticed, Brina. While we're so busy trying not to hurt their feelings, they have no problem hurting ours. They have no problem hurting the person next door or whatever. They don't have a problem with it. So why should we, you know, worry about their feelings? And I'm not saying you have to be mean and nasty, whatever. But again, one day, just don't wake up one day and it's like, well, damn. You know, I wanted to do this, but I could only, I always wanted to, you know, try out for this or try out for that, but you had to be a certain age. And guess what? You're past that age limit. I always wanted to do this and do that, but you know what? I'm too old now. I don't have the strength to do that anymore. The only thing about failure, at least to me, is that you don't try. And if you try, plan A didn't work, go to plan B. Plan B didn't work. Like I've said, I've had plan A through Z. And I look back on some of them and I just shake my head. But at least I try, and I don't have any regrets in that regard, that I at least tried. So that's all I got, y'all. Y'all were a quiet bunch today, but that was cool. It's cool. Maria says deep show. Oh boy. I don't know what I'm going to do on Thursday, y'all. I'm still thinking about it. But yeah. All right, so I am going to take you all out with a song that I've played before. I just have not had time to upload any new songs. I got different projects going on here, there, whatever. But I will leave you with this. And to everyone, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it as always. And tomorrow's Wednesday. I do have the show posted, but I may change it. I don't know. Anyway, I still haven't posted yesterday's show. So anyway, I am going to leave you guys with Here's to Life. And I hope to see y'all tomorrow.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. But I have learned that all you give is all you get. So give it all you've got. I had my share, I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond a hill and do it all again. So here's to life. And every joy it brings. So here's to life. To dreamers and their dreams. Funny how the time just flies. How love can go from warm hellos to sad goodbyes and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. But there's no yes in yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I want to play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life. And every joy it brings. Here's to life for dreamers and their dreams. May all your storms be weathered. Good, get better. Here's to life. Here's to love. Here's to you.
And that was Shirley Horn, everyone. Shirley Horn. I love her music. Check it out. Every song is usually she's talking about something. Anyway, everyone, tomorrow's Wednesday and hope to see you tomorrow and enjoy your day or week or day or evening, I'm sorry, wherever you are in the world. Bye.